This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What do you do when you've exhausted all options in the dating world?
Oof.
When plenty of fish has thrown you back?
That's so sad.
When you've swiped so many times, you reach the end of Tinder, and then your phone explodes. That's what happens when you get to the end of Tinder. Well, you have to call in the big guns and hire a matchmaker. And that's apparently what the guy on the phone for a second date update did today. He found the girl that he went out with by using a matchmaker because nothing else on the planet worked for him. Ethan, was that a good recap of why you hired a matchmaker?
I guess so. It kind of makes me sound pathetic, to be totally honest.
Oh, that's not what I was going for. I was trying to make it sound like you were just using a creative method that a lot of people don't use. I wasn't trying to make it sound pathetic at all.
Well, now I'm just sad.
Yeah. It makes the girl who decided to go out with you even more pathetic than you.
Oh, well, that's a positive.
Yeah.
You're all pathetic.
Yeah.
That's something. Only the really pathetic ones will go out with me.
Right.
That's great.
Your email said that you used a matchmaker. I'm just making fun of it because I don't normally see that. Usually it's like online or you meet somebody in person. But why hire a matchmaker?
You know, you mentioned Tinder and stuff like that. And I feel like even when people say they're kind of looking for relationships on those kind of sites, they're really not.
Right.
And I'm kind of over just going on dates. I want to find something serious. I got all that out of my system, you know,
right.
And I want to settle down.
So I don't know a whole lot about matchmakers. Does that mean that the girl is also paying this woman to matchmake her?
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah,
okay.
They find someone who's also using their service who matches you to the best of their ability, and then they get you in touch with each other.
Okay.
How do they figure out who to match you up with?
You have to fill out a profile, and it's a lot like the dating sites online. It's just that this person is more professional and they're more serious,
mm-hmm.
and they're good at sort of figuring out really successfully who your best match is.
Oh, you sound like a pitchman, because obviously it wasn't too successful if she's not calling you back.
I mean, it worked for me. I thought it was great. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
But apparently the woman you went out with didn't think it was as great. What's her name?
Her name's Alyssa.
Alyssa.
What'd you guys do on your date?
We went out for lunch.
Oh, that's very low-key.
Yeah.
That's the way this matchmaker runs it. They want to make sure the first date is really easy and low-key.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
And what was it like?
When I first met her, she was so pretty, I was nervous.
Oh, cute.
But the matchmaker suggested this thing to kind of break the ice. It's a game called First Photo.
First Photo. And what is that? Like, you show a photo when you're a kid or something?
No, it's like you each just pull up the first photo on your phone and show it to the other person.
Okay, well,
really?
I'm glad that they tell you that beforehand so
yeah.
you can prepare.
Yeah.
That could be really bad.
Oh, yeah. I had to delete a couple before the date. I'm just kidding.
So what was your first photo then?
Mine was just my nephew because I'd just seen him.
Aww.
And he's a good kid. And hers was her and her mom.
Okay.
All right.
First off, I was like, oh, great. She loves family, too. Secondly, her mom was really hot.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's always a good sign.
Nice.
You end up marrying the mom.
If that's what she's going to age into, we're going to be okay.
And did you tell her that? Did you tell her how hot her mom was over and over?
No.
So what were the awkward moments on the date?
Well, okay, here's the thing. So we're eating. Everything's going really well. And then I noticed there's like a hair on her face. And I'm like, A, I don't want it to fall into her food, and B, this might be a good excuse to touch her, you know?
Weird. So,
that's a weird
to like,
to
rub
it.
Her cheek?
Yeah, like, hey, you got something on your cheek, I don't want it to fall on your food, here. And I go to wipe it off.
Are you hoping you, like, go to grab the hair, and then you touch her cheek, and time stops, and then you guys make out? Is that what you hope for?
I mean, I wasn't going to say that was going to happen, but if it did,
yeah.
That would be fine.
Okay, so the romantic hair on her face, what happened?
Right. Well, it wasn't just on her face, it was in her face.
Okay.
It was a real hair. It was a hair
God.
Coming out of her face.
Oh, dude. Man, you plucked a hair on her face?
I pulled it right out.
How big was his hair?
Oh, my God.
It was big enough for me to see it across the table.
Okay, wait. Hold on.
A piece of hair out of her
Where
head?
Was the hair? Was it, like, chin area or mustache area?
It was, like, on the side of her chin, kind of.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Was she embarrassed?
I mean, I think we were both a little embarrassed.
Oh, my God. I'm
what
embarrassed.
What did she say?
she didn't say anything. She just kind of stared at me, and I kind of wiped my hand on the napkin, and it was just like, so anyway.
And you just plugged through, huh?
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, you were able to recover.
Yes. We went somewhere else for dessert. The rest of the day went really well. And I hugged her goodbye, and it was a really nice hug. It was one of those, you know, kind of lingered for a few seconds.
Okay. Now, was it you lingering or her?
Like, I think it was both of us.
Okay. You didn't feel her, like, pushing you away, and you're still holding on.
Yeah, no, nothing like that.
All right. And how long has it been since you heard from her?
Like 4 or 5 days.
4 or 5 days. And have you tried to get a hold of her?
I called, I texted, and I have not heard anything. I have not brought up the hair.
Probably a good idea.
I thought things were going great. She seemed to really have a good time, so I honestly don't know why she wouldn't respond to me.
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
I really appreciate it, guys.
Yep, no problem. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.